God. He does exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, imagine. Now you take that with, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, you know, your imagination, what you think, you know, all the time, then you start to act that way, speak that way. So God wants us to see, he gives us the vision, like the vision is from God. And where there is no vision, the people wander aimlessly or perish. But God has given us a great vision of who we are in Christ, what he's given to us now, that we are seated at his right hand side with those pleasures forevermore. He's given us a different kingdom and a different rule. And we're to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. And as we simply recognize who we are, and we say who we are, and we confess who we are, and understanding that God is working in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's constantly energizing his thoughts, his ideas, his solutions, his ways, and he's showing us and he's leading us. And it's just where we set our mind. If our mind is in line with who we are and the Spirit of God, then we can receive his wisdom. And wisdom is the principal thing, you know, and when we apply that wisdom, we get understanding. So we know when we start practicing the things of God, then we see a constant answer, open doors. And so then we won't turn back from that, because we've started to practice these things and we see that it's beneficial for us. Like it says in, you know, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Everything that's recorded in those scriptures is profitable, is beneficial. And the manifestation of the Spirit is profitable. So when we have his word in our heart, and when we receive those words from God to our spirit, from his spirit, then that's profitable. It's going to bring God's answers. Is going to bring God's direction, is going to enlarge our vision so that we see through the eyes of Jesus Christ, so to speak, that we have that vision, that perspective. We want God's perspective in our life situations, knowing that even though we're physically in those situations, we are totally above those situations, and when we're walking with God, he will navigate us through. Now, when a challenge comes up, what happens? We tend to get unsettled. We tend to become unstable. We can easily allow the worries, the fears and doubts to come in. But let me tell you something. God does not cause those problems. We know. God is a good God. God is a God of light. And in him is no darkness at all. So he doesn't cause the problems, but he can allow us to go through them. Because through those situations, God gets the glory for his deliverance. We learn and we grow to see that God is a faithful God. He will not let us down. He will always be there when we just trust him. God is a faith God, and so he requires faith. And like in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him in that situation. Acknowledge him in that challenge or problem or lack. You acknowledge God, and then it says, he shall direct your path. So when we look at Elijah, and God sent him to Zarephath, there was the widow woman. So God was working with Elijah in lifetime. God wasn't giving him full information, but he was working with him every step of the way. And then when he come across the woman from Zarephath, you know, she had this, you know, he said to her, give me to drink. And then she said, I don't have nothing to give you, and give me to eat. Right, you know, I've only got a little bit of meal and a little bit of oil, and I'm going to make a cake, and me and my son are going to have our last meal, and we're going to die. And he just told her to go and do it. But she recognized him as a man of God. So she obeyed that instruction to her. And she went and made a cake for him and gave to him. And so from that, God was able to replenish and sustain the meal and the oil through that whole famine. And so you know, God allowed them to go through that situation, but he was with them in that situation. So whatever challenges that you may face, maybe it's, you know, just a challenge for the day, or it may be an ongoing challenge, just acknowledge God in that challenge. For example, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, God could have delivered them from going into the fire, but he allowed them to go into it. And the guards that threw them in, they disintegrated. But Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego had an angel come and delivered them, and the only thing that burnt in that fire was the rope that bound them. And from that, Nebuchadnezzar says everyone is to worship this true God of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. See, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego didn't bow and give in to the tremendous pressure and the end of their life, basically, in the five senses, but they trust in the living God who is able to deliver. So when we are faced with any situations, we trust in the living God that is able to deliver. God could have easily took the children of Israel in a matter of days to the promised land, but he led them around. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 8, he says he led them around that land to see what was in their hearts. He led them through the wilderness for those 40 years to see what was in their heart and to prove them. But when they got to that Red Sea, God took them through it. God took them through the desert, and he took them through the Red Sea, and he delivered them out of the hands of the Egyptians. God is faithful. Look at Job. Job was just doing his own thing, day in, day out, but he was repeatedly saying, I better make this sacrifice, case my sons, daughters have sinned. But what did God do? You know, the enemy come, the enemy, Satan, he's the one that still kills and destroys. He brought all the hurt onto Job, onto his kids, taking away his kids, his cattle, his livelihood, his health. But Job kept his integrity, and through that God restored double back to Job. And I like what Marie shared there, because it's true. God will restore to us double. Whatever the enemy has wasted in your life, God will restore to you double. But you just need to stay with God. You just need to trust God in those situations that come up in life. So we don't have nothing to fear. We really don't. We are spirit-filled believers, and God says he has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. So when something comes up, then we go to God. Father, this problem, this burden is not mine. I'm giving this totally to you. My life is yours, and my life is in your hands. So I'm asking you right now that you take care of this problem. You take care of this situation. You are my provider. And see, God is our provider in every situation, not just finances, not just health, but in everything. When we make God the first love of our life, when we run after God, when we keep him first, then there's nothing that God is not going to do for you. The scriptures say that a faithful man shall abound in blessings. Someone that is faithful is full of believing. You know, we are believers to be filled of believing. Now, faith comes by hearing. So when we hear that our God is a God of deliverance, our God is a God that sees in order to provide, then our heart should leap for joy. Now, we can't physically see God, and we may not be able to physically see how he's going to deliver us or answer a prayer, but we know that he's a God that nothing is impossible with, and that God always causes us to be successful. He'll always cause us to triumph, and he'll always put us as the head and not the tail. And so we just need to stay with God every single day, being thankful, practicing the things that he wants us to do, being God inside minded, you know, practice the presence of God, because He's with you everywhere you go. Even if your emotions are a little upside down, at times that happens. But we are to lead captive every thought to the obedience to Christ. We're to cast down what? Imaginations. Like in Ephesians 3:20, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that you ask or imagine. It could be that word think can also be imagine. And so we're to cast down those imaginations, and we acknowledge God in those situations. If we lack wisdom in an area of our life, we can ask God for the wisdom. Father, I know this is not from you. I know this challenge or this adversity or this hindrance or this lack is not from you. Father, you said that you will make a way in the wilderness and rivers to run in the desert. You said, Father, that you'll hold me up and strengthen me with the right hand of your righteousness. Father, I believe you. I believe you above my emotions. I believe you above my bank balance, the doctor's report, the economy of the world, the situations in this world. I know that even though I'm in this situation, you're leading me through it. So, like I said, God does not cause problems. He doesn't cause the challenges, but He allows you to go through them, and you'll come out stronger, wiser, more trusting, more confident. And this is what God wants you to do. He wants you to be confident in Him. He wants you to give everything to Him, to lay every burden down. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, that peace of God, passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds by Jesus, right? By Christ Jesus. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure and perfect, all those things, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So we're to set our thoughts on things above, and we're to think on these wonderful things and testimonies of God's word, of what He's done and what He's also made available to us today. We are more than super conquerors. We are victorious in every situation. God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. He'll always supply your need. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God owns all the gold, all the silver, all the brass, all the diamonds, all the rubies. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to God. So we go to God, and He is able to make a way to supply that need. God has healed us. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, you were healed. It's already done. Now, the mind has to come in line with that. And we have to think that. We have to see ourselves healed. If you have a need, see yourself delivered. See yourself up, moving, doing the things that you can't do now. See yourself doing the things that you can't do now. Ask God to give you that picture, that vision, and so that you can move into that. As you do that daily, just go into God daily, He's building your confidence. He's building your faith. You know, I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears. That's what David said in Psalms, right? And I can say the same. I sought the Lord, and He has heard me, and He's delivered Lawrence from all his fears. God has made me the head and not the tail. God has put me above and not beneath. Every person that has spoken against me in my life from being a young Christian, when I look at those people now, they're nowhere. they really are nowhere. They really are in trouble. And I have great compassion for them. And I ask God, if there's a way to get to them, if there's a door open for me, Father, I have compassion, because they said it in ignorance. They judged me in the wrong way, but they didn't know what they were doing. And I forgive them, God, and I ask that you'll release them from anything that come upon them from their cursing me. And so this is an important thing to do when we walk in forgiveness towards others. No matter what they may have said about you, no matter what they've done, it's not them. It's not them. We know where the attack comes from. And so I was thinking about that today. I'm thinking about certain people in my past, I'm not on about now, but in my past, that really kind of put me down, said there was no future, there was no hope for this guy. I can understand why they said it, but the point was, God's seen a bigger thing in me. See, God has vision, and he has vision about you. He knows your full potential, and he wants you to rise up to him. He wants you to go to him so he can reveal that full potential in you. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose for you. He really has a plan. He knows every detail of your life. He knows every thought that you think, every breath that you take. And God says, now come to me. Now come to me. I want to do something in your life that's never been done before. I want to show you an area of me, the Almighty God, that you haven't seen or recognized yet. Because I can do so much more for you than you've already seen. And we've seen a lot of great things. Our God is a faithful God. And he really wants you to raise your expectation. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. As you are being led by God, as you cease from your own works and allow God to give you his works and do those things every day that he puts in your heart, then he can really do the things that he wants to do. He can really open up an area of your life that you thought was closed. Because God is the God that opens doors, and God is the God that can close doors. He's closed the doors on your past, and he's opened the door for your future so that you can have a great life. This life is to be a great life. We're to bring the kingdom of heaven here on earth through us and bring the spiritual into the physical. And it's by grabbing hold of those great and precious promises and declaring them, thinking about them, getting it into our heart, saying it out of our mouth, and your words will frame your world. It's framed your world up until this point, but you can change the course through the words that God gives you to speak and to declare from your mouth. And so God is saying, now I got great things for you. And you come to me and I'll give you the vision. I'll give you the picture. I'll give you the direction. I'll lead you through this wilderness. So it's like you're going through paradise. Because, see, that way of holiness of God, no ravenous beast can come upon it, like it says in Isaiah. And if you go to the left or to the right, you'll hear a voice saying, no, this is the way, walk ye in it. See, that road that God wants us to walk is a victorious road, is a glory road, is leading to the gathering, is leading to great expectation, great abundance. God really wants you successful now. God says, I want you to prosper and be in health. That means to have a good journey through life. He wants you to enjoy every experience, and we really can. It's only when we turn to our own ways that we miss out on those wonderful blessings. So it's just being faithful day by day, being consistent day by day, practicing those heavenly blessings that God has blessed us with in Christ, using our access to God to go into the heavens, the heavenlies, into that throne room of grace. We're always before God. He never forgets you. You are always before his face. He sees you at every turn. And you're never out of his thoughts. and he set angels about you to protect you, to go and do his bidding for you as you declare his words, as you stay with him. And listen, God is faithful. From being 20 years old, really more active from 20 years old as a believer, God has never let me down, even when I screwed up royally. He's been faithful. He's been consistent. He never lets me down. He'll never let you down. He'll work with you at the level of your faith. But God says, receive my words and let your faith come higher, because I will build your faith. And see, your words, guys, they're very powerful. They're living energy. They're living energy. Or if you're speaking the words of this world, it's death, negativity, wrong results. But when we speak those heavenly words and what the scriptures say also about us, then we're speaking living energy. So speak to your bodies, health and healing. Speak to your finances, health and healing. Speak to your situations as under your feet, because they're under the feet of Christ. Because as he is, so are you in this world. So God was just really touching my heart this week that, you know, that there are many people going through different things, but it's not that God calls those things. But it doesn't mean to say he won't allow you to go through them, because you're going to come out stronger, smarter, wiser, and more trusting in your God, because you know he's going to get you out of it. You know that he's got a way where there seems no way, that he'll always cause you to triumph in Christ Jesus, that he'll always give you the victory, and he'll make you wise unto salvation. And then we can bring these testimonies of deliverance, of what God is doing and what God has done. Like, I received a couple of testimonies from Amaritza, from a area me and Fred Davenport visited, and Ricky, one of the brothers, they went and ministered to a guy who had 25 kg of tumours, and they sent me the pictures of the tumours, and it looked gross, so I didn't send them out. But this guy, he could only do things from his bed, but he got totally delivered. And there's many, many more testimonies that has happened this week in India and Nepal. Sangeet has shared a few things with me, but I expect you'll get to hear about them. And it's good to tell your testimonies. What has God done for you? When God's delivered you, shout it from the rooftops, guys. Because our God is faithful. And you are the lights of this world. And you are the salt of this earth. And nothing can beat you down. It's only when you look at the circumstances you get beat down. But when you keep your eyes on God, and when you keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll always be victorious. You'll always have the way to move. So practice this heavenly life. Practice the heavenly words. Practice the heavenly principles. Do the things that God encouraged you to do and what you're learning here. And man, you'll have great success, because that's what God wants for each and every one of us. When we start confessing the negatives, oh, well, everything went wrong for me today, nothing goes right for me, and the adversary was attacking me. Listen, the adversary's nothing. He's under your feet. He is under your feet, seriously. Don't even give him any credit. Okay, don't give him any credit. Because God is faithful. And he will never leave you or forsake you. And he always calls you to be victorious. The enemy is a defeated foe. And you are super conquerors. We're to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share.